AM 910 WJCW, Carl and Ellick with you on this Tuesday morning, turning to Precision Tune Auto Care. It's that time of the week when we talk with Dennis Willingham, Precision Tune Auto Care, sponsoring this portion of the program. And we say to Dennis, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Ellick.
Good morning.
Everybody doing fine here, and hope you are out on the lake as well, too. You said something that you wanted to talk today about something that affects us every day of the year in our driving, and that is our brakes.
That's right. Brakes are the most frequent service that we do at the shop. And I wanted to talk a little bit about it and some of the things that to prevent you from paying more for your brake service than you'd have to. We live in a part of the country that is hard on brakes. Our hills and mountains and just are really tax the our brakes as far as wear is concerned. And it's something we need to keep an eye on because it can vary very differently. Ever since they took the asbestos out of brake pads, they don't last as long as they used to. And so now they've made some great innovations in the materials that go into the brake pads in the past few years, but they're still not as durable as the old asbestos pads were. But there, you can keep an eye on your brake wear. We recommend, of course, manufacturers recommend that you get your tires rotated every 10,000 miles. And not only does this extend the life of the tires, but it also gives a technician a chance to look at your brakes and see what stage of wear you're at that particular time. And as you get closer to the time to change the brakes, then you can be aware of that. Vast majority of our brakes end up being more than the basic service because people just put it off too long. They let the pads wear down to the point where it's metal against metal on the rotors, and it scars the rotors and sometimes damages other components. Like so many things on our vehicles today, brakes are more than just the function of stopping the car. You know, we've got anti-lock brakes, so there's a sensor on each wheel that senses the speed of the wheel and feeds back to a computer. And this is regulated by a series of valves and in the brake system that is pretty complicated. And one of the things that we've started doing on our brake services is actually changing the brake fluid itself to prevent it from picking up impurities and fouling any of these little valves or any of the mechanism with the anti-lock brake system. So it's there again, like so many things that are automobiles these days, it's pretty complicated. We can make it simple. If we catch your pads at the right time, we just end up changing the pads and truing the rotors if we need to. Now, regrettably, manufacturers are not making rotors the way that they used to in an effort to eliminate some of the weight on the cars. They're making rotors smaller, thinner than they used to.
That can't make that much difference in the weight.
Well,
come on.
You know, it's a game of inches as far as they're concerned, Carl.
I know.
And it is, and you know, your skepticism is exactly correct. There's also a cost factor involved.
Right.
It's cheaper to make a smaller rotor than it is to make a big rotor. So that does play into it as well. But we found quite often we have federal specifications that we cannot, turn a rotor if it's below a specified thickness.
Mm-hmm.
And so lots of times we find the rotors don't even have to be scarred. We measure them and come to find out they're just from wear itself, they're actually below the federal specifications, and we have to change them. So it's just one of the things that regrettably plays into all of it.
Dennis, so, as average non-mechanics, as I and most of our listeners are, what are the signs that present quickly that we know our brakes need attention?
Well, the fail-safe, most brake pads have a warning clip on it. It's a little clip on the side of the pad. When it gets down to a certain level of wear, that little clip starts rubbing against the rotor, and it'll make start making a chirping sound. So if you hear this chirping sound when you're driving, then you need to get your brakes serviced soon.
Okay.
Because the next step is going to be make it more expensive.
Yeah, so thanks for that initial tip. We can all be aware of that, too. Dennis Whittingham with Precision Tune Auto Care, located in Johnson City. Tell us about your store, if you would, please, sir.
Yes. Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by any time. You don't need an appointment. But if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, please give us a call. Our number is 926-9500.
Thank you, Dennis. We'll talk to you next week.
Everybody have a safe day today.